Hello and welcome to the Endpoint Zone with Brad Anderson. Brad, welcome to the Channel 9 Studios.
Love being here.
So today we have a whole load of things in this show for you. We have details on Microsoft's earnings. We've also got details on Skype for Business and new things there with Microsoft Intune. We also have some other growth information to share with you, as well as cloud app security. So Brad, starting us off, we had the Microsoft earnings announcement just a couple of days ago. What was in there that these folks are going to be interested in?
Yeah, sure. So I got a couple of key things that I would call out. You know, first of all, I'll start with some of the key announcements. Like, for example, we announced in the quarter that we were going to release SQL on Linux.
Yeah.
The Xamarin acquisition was incredible. I mean, that we've been looking at Xamarin for a couple of years now. And in fact, you know, we use it internally in a number of the teams. But that was so well regarded in the industry. It trended as number one on Hacker News, especially when we announced at Build that it was going to be free inside of Visual Studio for every Visual Studio customer. That's a huge thing. Yeah, you know, that ability to be able to develop an application once and then have, you know, 70-80% of the code be common across Windows, iOS, and Android. Organizations want to build these rich, you know, native apps, and this just makes it so simple and so much less expensive.
And of course, with Intune as well, we're going to be able to manage those applications.
Yeah, in fact, all of the Intune, you say all the EMS capabilities will just actually be plumbed into Xamarin. So as you're building an application, it'll automatically output to participate in the mobile application management, use our identity. So all that integration will become into Xamarin. We're just getting started there. There's just so much for us to do.
Yeah,
it's going to be. It's funny because I actually go back, you know, about 15 years with the founders, Miguel and Nat. One of the last things I did before I left Novell 13 years ago was recommend that they purchase, that Novell purchase their first company. And so that was one of the last things that I did. And in fact, Nat took a portion of the team that I, when I left, he took a portion of the role that I had left. It was super interesting. I mean, he and I have known each other for a long, long time.
Amazing.
Then the other points that I would call out is the commercial app cloud business and how, you know, we announced that we are now at a $10 billion run rate.
Huge.
That's halfway to our goal that we talked about 2 years ago of $20 billion. In our fiscal year 2018, that's an unbelievable number.
Yeah, it is the cloud you want to be on.
So let's talk a little bit about Azure. We talked about Azure itself grew at 120% year over year. You know, so you're talking about a massive, you know, big business growing at 120% year over year. Mm-hmm. One of the most interesting things that I found was 65% of all of our commercial contracts that were signed in the last days attached one of our commercial cloud offerings. So,
wow.
And that's predominantly Azure, Office 365, EMS and Dynamics.
Yeah, amazing.
Okay. And then finally, you know, one of the things that we're also seeing is we just released our new Azure IoT, Internet of Things solution. And in that quarter, we processed 2 trillion IoT messages through that server.
I mean, that's just a mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's a trillion with a T.
Yeah, not B. It's a mind-blowing figure to even try and wrap your head around what a trillion transaction looks like.
Yeah, and that's been a lot of fun working on that. So Azure, tremendous growth. Office just continues to do amazing things as Windows does. And so let's talk a little bit about Windows. So first of all, 270 million active Windows 10 devices, you know, in production today, in use.
Yeah.
And to put that in perspective, that's twice as many as were in use at the same time with Windows 7. So time from release, number of months, looking at Windows 10 versus Windows 7, it's twice what Windows 7 was.
I mean, that's incredible as well to just think about that with how popular Windows 7 has been and how much of, well, most people's everyday lives that's been. Windows 10 is really coming along there.
Yeah, and we're seeing, and a lot of this is coming through the Config Manager telemetry, 83% of enterprises are in active pilots with Windows 10 across their organization, which is a phenomenal number. And then one of the things I loved is we actually for the first time published that we had 6.3 billion requests of Cortana.
Wow, yeah. So that's 6.3 billion people asking how the weather is or asking the jokes of Cortana or any of that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
Kind of amazing.
Yeah. Office continues to do very, very well. You know, we talked about the fact that 70 million monthly active users of the commercial Office 365 service.
Yeah.
One of the interesting points that we gave out that we've never given out before is we talked about what percentage of that base is also now licensed for the Enterprise Mobility Suite. And we talked about the fact that over one third of this huge Office 365 commercial base is now covered and licensed with EMS. And so, you know, there's some interesting math you can do there. We talk about 70 million monthly active users. That's just a fraction of the total number of licenses. And one third of those are also licensed for EMS. And so you get an idea of just how large the EMS business has become in 2 years. I mean, it's tens of millions of licenses.
If you're working inside of a business that's using Office 365, well, there's a pretty good chance that you've now just got access to EMS.
And you should never deploy them without each other.
No.
We've engineered them to be used together.
Yeah.
Office 365 grew at 57% year over year. Again, a multi-billion dollar business growing at 57%. That's astounding.
It's staggering, yeah.
And then I love the fact that we were able to talk about the number of apps that are running on devices, mobile devices, how it's four times what it was a year ago. So we actually grew the base or the installed base of apps on mobile devices by 4x.
I mean, that's an incredible thing because the apps are so amazing that people just want to use them in their personal life as well as their work life. And it's borne out in those numbers.
And we'll talk more about that later. But I think, you know, how this applies in the enterprise is every organization I meet with is transitioning to their saying, we want to have all of our mobility founded and based on Office. I mean, it's the best productivity suite. Yeah. It's familiar. It's beautiful on Windows, on iOS, on Android. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the things we're doing there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about EMS in for a minute. You know, as you talked about, we added more than 4,000 new customers during the quarter. We now, EMS has a total of more than 27,000, actually it's closer to 28 than 27, but 27,000 unique paying customers. This was the third consecutive quarter where we saw greater than 100% growth year over year in the number of customers.
That is truly staggering to be keep growing at that kind of rate.
It's amazing. And then of course we talked about the fact that more than one third of the Office 365 licenses, subscriptions have also now been also licensed for EMS, and that's incredible.
It's a true testament to the feature set that we've been able to deliver. I mean, nobody would be buying these and paying for these licenses unless this was amazing.
And we've been working on this for about 4 years. I can still remember when I first sat down with the Office leadership and we kind of projected out what we thought would happen, and literally these are things that we've been working on for multiple years now.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, one thing, let me see your the screen there for a second. I actually want to show something here. One of the questions that I often get is, how does the growth rate and the number of customers and other things relate to others in the market? So let's just show a slide here. I actually just took the public data over the weekend for us and for AirWatch and just said, let's compare them. And so you can take a look here at what we, this is the last 6 months. And so the quarter for both of us of October through December and then January through March. And just look here, Microsoft, we added more than 3,000 unique paying new customers to the service, while VMware added 2,000. And in the last 90 days, we added over 4,000, where VMware added 1,000. I mean,
it tells you where people are actually placing their chips.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, these are numbers. This is no spin. This is no marketing. This is just public data that both of us have published. There is a shift happening.
Yeah.
And EMS and Office 365 is what people want.
Yeah. It's a. Mm-hmm. I mean, every single conversation that we go into, they start off with, how do I make Office even more useful inside of my business?
Yeah.
And we end up.
You
have everyone
saying, how do I give my users this beautiful, iconic, empowering work environment? And really, Office is at the center of that. And then this engineered solution across management, productivity, identity, data protection that we've put together is what people are seeking, because it provides both empowerment and the protection.
So that's a pretty succinct kind of rundown of where we came out of the earnings announcement. Pretty good stuff, it has to be said. We're going to kind of switch gears, I think, and start talking a little bit about some of the technology that we've actually built into Skype for Business.
Got it.
Something which you and I use probably on a
couple times a day.
Yeah, probably more than we probably should. Around campus, you end up basically having those kind of conversations over the phone where you could probably go and visit somebody more often than not. But it's a huge business tool for Microsoft, and it's obviously a huge business tool for many of you out there as well.
Yeah, so one of the things we wanted to just give you an update, during the quarter, we updated Skype for Business. It was updated now with all of the EMS capabilities. Mm-hmm. So conditional access, data loss protection, all the things that we've been talking about for a couple of years with Outlook, with Word, Excel, PowerPoint, OneDrive, OneNote, Skype now has it as well.
Yeah.
And so let's actually just kind of walk through and show a couple of things here. So first of all, this is a device that has not been registered.
Yep.
And one of the policies that we put in place here is we have a policy that says only allow managed devices that are managed and compliant to access Skype for Business.
Yeah.
Okay? And so let's just go walk through it for a minute. So I'm going to come here and I'm going to click on Skype for Business or touch on it. It's going to ask me for my PIN here. Okay, so now it's asking me to sign in. So I'm going to go ahead and put my credentials in here. And once I put my credentials in, what's going to happen is the back-end service of Skype for Business is actually now going to go talk with the EMS services. Mm-hmm. And you see what's happened here is EMS has told Skype for Business, it's all happening on the back end. Hey, there's a conditional access policies in place. In order for Brad to be able to access the Skype for Business service, he has to be working on a device that is managed and has to be compliant with our policies. So now what it's asking me for is to download the company portal. And the company portal is the process that we use to actually now and go and roll the device for Absolutely. Management. You know, so I love what we've been able to build here because, you know, we've thought about how the backend services integrate in order to be able to apply these conditional policies, but then we guide the user on how to bring the device under compliance, under management, to then give it access.
Yeah, and it's really clear as well. It tells them exactly what they're going to need to do to be able to have to set a passcode and that kind of stuff.
Okay, so let's now move to a device that actually has gone through the registration process, and it's just for the sake of timing here. Okay, so now this device is already enrolled and it's MDM managed. So let's go walk through now and show some of the things that we've done. So I'm gonna go do that exact same process, go in for Skype for Business. It's already enrolled, I'm already managed, and so it asked me for a PIN. Mm-hmm. Now here inside of Skype for Business, you can actually see I've been doing some instant messaging with some of the people that I work with.
Yeah.
Now, I wanna be able to reuse some of that data. Some of this data is confidential, it is business sensitive.
Mm-hmm,
and so we wanna help guide the user on how to use that. So I'm gonna copy that and now I'm gonna go over to Outlook. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to create an email here, but I'm going to create that email from my personal email.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens now when I go to try to paste that in is paste is not allowed. Because again, it's guiding the user, keeping corporate things in corporate apps, but not allowing the copy and paste from corporate to personal.
Yeah, completely preventing some of that accidental data loss.
But now if I go and I'm just going to change this to my corporate email, the exact same process here again allows me to paste that in.
Cool. Very nice.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's so much information now that flows through Skype for Business. It's amazing how often I'm instant messaging at home, at work, with people on my team, with the field. Now we can help protect that information. I actually had a customer email me yesterday, and they were using Skype for Business. They wanted to understand how they prevent the following from happening. Somebody had copied and pasted information that was shared in an instant message into a public place that was then it was disclosed and it was confidential. This is exactly the kind of thing that you need. And so now all the Office mobile applications have been enabled for our conditional access and our data loss prevention. Yammer's the last one and it's coming in the summer.
Amazing. Okay? And I think we're getting a lot of requests for Yammer as well.
We are. You know, certainly it has been, you know, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, number one. Skype for Business has been the next category and Yammer's right behind that. But this is capability unique to that combination of Office 365 and the Enterprise Mobility Suite. You know, so these are capabilities that are unique to that combination of Office and the Enterprise Mobility Suite. If you're using any other EMM solution, AirWatch, Mobile Iron, Good, none of this is possible.
Yeah, you just can't do this with Office 365.
Yeah, and that's another one of those reasons why if you're using Office 365, you absolutely should be using EMS.
This is pretty amazing.
Yeah,
and
it's cool.
One of those things is actually helping us to, well, grow our business quite a lot. Particularly, this kind of thing is all impacts the Config Manager world as well. And we've been seeing some pretty phenomenal information inside of ConfigMan that we'd like to share with you just to show you some of the information that we get back.
Yeah, you know, the level of interest in Config Manager is higher than I've ever seen. And I've worked on Config Manager now for 13 years. I think this is my sixth or my seventh release of it. You know, we put a new version out in November, 1511. Remember, we changed to a service. It was amazing. We built Config Manager now as a service. We SaaSified it.
Yeah.
And so we released 1511. 1602 we released actually 5 weeks ago to the day. So what you're looking at here is a chart that actually shows us some of the telemetry. And actually, even before that, I thought people might be interested in just getting a view of just how much I use Power BI in my daily life. These are all Power BI dashboards that I look at that gives me insights into, you know, the services and how people are using the services. It's amazing what we're able to see. So here, for example, you can see this is the ramp of tenants who have upgraded to current branch of Config Manager. The gray is the 1511 release. That blue is the 1602 release.
It's almost a 45-degree angle on the first set of releases there.
And then it got steeper.
Yeah, it got steeper.
Yeah, the adoption rate of customers moving to 1602 accelerated dramatically. You know, we're approaching 11,000 unique customers that have upgraded to that. Over half of them are now on 1602.
Wow.
Okay. And then you can take a look at the number of devices, you know, and we're pushing up close to 16 million. We had actually 1.7 million in the last 7 days. You know, but it is so cool to see how fast the world is embracing this current branch, this new version of Config Manager.
It is amazing when you start to see just how much of the world's endpoints are actually managed by Microsoft.
Yeah. More than 2 out of 3 PCs around the world are managed with Config Manager. We actually manage millions of mobile devices, predominantly iOS and Android, through Config Manager today. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of other interesting data points on here. You know, the number of large customers that have upgraded to this is also pretty phenomenal. You know, we've seen, you know, dozens of customers over 50,000, over 100,000 that have upgraded. The other interesting point I think to point out about this is, you know, this is also a fundamental shift as organizations think about how they're going to use Windows 10 and Windows 10 being delivered as a service. One of the things that we're seeing as we're watching both Intune and Config Manager is the bulk of the world is managing their Windows 10 devices through Config Manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think that's probably a large amount due to the fact that we run as a service, even in the on-premises world, and we have that ability to keep things updated.
Yeah, you know, and Gartner actually just published a new report that talked about this convergence of productivity, management, device management, and it's exactly what we've been, you know, talking, a core part of our vision for many, many years now. But really, I can't even explain just how excited we are about the adoption of the new version of Config Manager. And for those of you who kind of had that philosophy of wait for Service Pack 1, it's time to go. It's time to move. You could argue that 16.02 is actually the service pack of 15.11, but you've got 16 million devices, 11,000 unique customers who have now upgraded. It's been battle-hardened. It's been battle-tested. It's ready to go.
Yeah, it really, truly is. There's no excuse for not doing it. Or at least not starting that project now if you're already on a previous version of Configuration Manager. The next thing that we want to look at is actually around securing your enterprise, around clouds and around all of the apps that you're going to be using in the clouds with one of our acquisitions from Adalom. Yeah. Can you take us through that as well?
Yeah, it's really cool. And so, you know, as one of the things that is happening around the world is just, you know, people are moving to SaaS.
Yeah.
It's inevitable, you know, whether it's IT being deliberate with it or it's just shadow IT happening, people are moving to use SaaS. And just if you even look at our earnings announcement, you know, it's just so evident how fast the world is moving to that as you take a look at the growth of our cloud services and the slowdown in the traditional on-premises products. And that's one of the things we talked about in the earnings. And so, you know, we acquired an organization out of Israel several months ago named Adalom. And we just released about 3 weeks ago the product that came from Adalom is called Cloud App Security. Mm-hmm. And the value proposition of Cloud App Security is giving you insights into all the cloud apps that are being used, giving you insights into data that may be exposed, that you don't want to be exposed, as well as being able to understand behaviors and how those SaaS apps are being accessed and used that are indicative of something going on you don't want to have going on, but helping you secure your cloud apps, even though the apps and the data is no longer in behind your firewalls.
It sounds like what people have been asking us for inside of EBCs for quite a while, the ability to give them that level of intelligence as to what their users are actually doing and potentially the risks that they're exposing the organization to. Uh-huh. It sounds like we've probably solved the problem for them.
This is a phenomenal set of capabilities. And this is, you know, not about kind of big brother overseeing your shoulders, but it's taking a look at what, you know, is being used and how it's being used and just helping the company to protect itself and to protect their customers.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's just dive right in. So first, what you're looking at here is the dashboard, okay? And so the first thing I would just kind of highlight to you is across the top here, you know, you've got these four actions that we can do: discover, investigate, control, and then look at your alerts. And so what we're looking at here is what we call the Cloud Discovery Dashboard. And so you can see, you know, hey, we've discovered 512 apps in this organization being used by 2,000 users and 3,000 devices. We think 12 of those are risky. You know, and you just get kind of just some of the top things here that you would expect to see, you know. Now, one of the things that we do here is we actually give each one of the apps a score with respect to its security. You know, the higher, the better score. So you can see that, you know, there's a fair number that we're saying, hey, these are pretty secure, these are pretty safe, but there's a couple that we think are very, very problematic. So let's just dig into this deeper a little bit more. So first of all, I can actually go and take a look at the discovered apps. And so this is actually going to give me a view now of all the different applications that have been found. You know, I can look at them in categories and different things, but you can take a look at the scores, and what you're seeing here right now is, you know, the ones that most organizations would see.
And it's pretty amazing because it's showing you things like different cloud storage networks, and it's showing you just how many gigabytes of files traffic.
Well, how much traffic up, how much traffic down, how many transactions, how many users, how many devices. You know, but you can start to drill into this and get even a lot more information. Let's just drill into Office 365. And so what this allows me to now take a look at is, you know, hey, how many users are using this, from how many devices, traffic, you know, and you can get all this, you know, you can see the trends on a day-by-day basis. You know, so it just gives me kind of a first level of insight. This is really cool because we've actually gone now and pulled a bunch of information together. And for example, we can give you now a view of all of the settings inside of the cloud app that are security related. So things like, you know, is there file sharing? Is there an admin audit trail? Does it remember passwords? What kind of restrictions are there? And you can actually get a view. And then, you know, the reason why we've rated this as a 10 is because look at all the things that are yes.
Yeah.
And then on the compliance, you can see we have all of these regulatory compliance policies that most customers ask us about. And we can tell you for each one of these 13,000 SaaS apps, if they have been certified for each one of these regulatory certifications.
Wow, that's an amazing way of just surfacing possibly one of the most critical pieces of information for making any kind of decision over the cloud apps that you're going to be using.
Yeah, you know, whenever we start talking with an organization about Office 365, about EMS Dynamics, they want, you know, they'll say, well, hey, do you have this certification? Do you have that certification? But look what we've been able to do here now. For these 13,000 apps, we can give you all of this information at a glance, where it would take you years to try to assemble this on your own. Okay, go a little bit deeper here now. You know, we can take a look, for example, at all the IP addresses that are being used to access the apps, okay? And so, you know, I can actually get a view of which devices, as well as I can get a view from a user perspective, okay? So this gives me a great overview in what we call discover, the cloud apps that are being used, why are they secure, are they not secure, and why are they not secure, and then what device and what users are being used. So now that I've discovered that, I want to go investigate that. And so let's go and investigate something specific, like I want to see the files from these SaaS apps and who has access to them.
Wow.
Okay, so here you can take a look at literally these are all the files that are accessible from these various SaaS apps. And if I want to go in here and take a look that says something like, I want to take a look at all the SaaS apps that are available, excuse me, click the right thing here, to the public. So here are all the files that are hosted in these cloud apps that are accessible to anybody in the world that just has the link.
Wow.
And no security, it's public access.
Incredible. That's the kind of thing that, I mean, this could be the instant way of discovering a real risk. It's going to show you where your data leaks are immediately.
Yeah, because you've got these situations where an individual puts a file in a place and may or may not realize that it's exposed to everybody in the world. Mm. I mean, that's accidental. Yeah. Data leakage.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get this list. Okay, so it's super, super cool. But now what I can do is I can go to actually go and click into this and see things like, okay, so first of all, I can say, you know what, I want to remove this. I want to remove the collaborator, but actually, I want to go actually drill into the document itself. So I can now take a look and I can see things like who the owner is, when it was created, and just, I can actually now get a view of how the app is, or how the file is being used and who's been accessing it and who can access it.
Yeah, and potentially who it is that may be accidentally leaked that data.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so you now there's things you can do, like I want to make this file private. Mm-hmm. I want to actually remove the collaborator. In some of the cases, you can say I want to quarantine the user. And so you can actually now start to take action. We actually expose that even more as we go over here into control. So go here into control, and I'm now going to bring up a set of policies. And so I can now put policies in place and take a look at some of these examples. PCI compliance, anomaly detection. Let's just drill into that PCI compliance.
I mean, PCI compliance is a huge deal for almost every single retailer in the world. You have to be able to have control over that information to pass your PCI audits. This is amazing.
Yeah, so this is what we're saying, is we're saying, hey, with respect to PCI, there is two file names that are violating the PCI compliance. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the kind of things that you're just describing that can get an organization into a lot of, you know, risk, a lot of hot water.
Yeah.
And so I can take a look at this. And just right here, come click on this and like, hey, I can put the user in quarantine. I can make the document private, but I can actually now take action on the files that are not compliant and are violating the policy with things like PCI. I mean, where else can you get this?
Yeah, that is uniquely valuable, actually. There's just no other way of doing that.
Yeah, it's, this is just one of those examples where you sit there and you see, you know, you're sitting there with the founders of these organizations and they're walking you through what they built, and you just go, oh my word, it's just amazing.
Yeah, I have a long list of customers that'll be able to benefit immediately.
I actually think this is the first time you've seen.
Yeah, I've never seen this before at all. It's incredible.
Yeah. Okay, so now we also can go take a look at alerts. Now, there's some really cool things here I want to point out. And so this is basically the dashboard where you can come and say, here are the alerts that we think you should be concerned about. And we're able to surface some amazing things in here. So I'm going to come and click on this one here called, hey, just kind of general anomaly detection. So look at what we've been able to pull out here. What we've been able to pull out is that for, you know, We have a user that we're concerned about. A couple of things here. This user is administrator. We can see that this user account has been used to access the organization from an ISP that no user has ever used before. Hmm. No employee has ever accessed our, you know, any of our services from this ISP.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Unusual.
In this session, this particular session, there were 6 failed login attempts.
So that could be someone trying to guess the password.
Exactly. Yeah. And then finally, this user logged in Oregon and then logged in Tel Aviv, Israel in about an hour. That's 11,000 miles of distance between. There's no way that could happen.
Yeah, absolutely impossible. So you get a picture very quickly there that this is almost certainly somebody trying to
attacking.
Yeah.
And now you can actually see the alert, the activities. And so what's happening here? You know, you can see here at the bottom that, you know, the failed logins, they're sending email. You know, and so what's happening here right now is this is an example of a user account that's been compromised. You're under attack. This user account is being used to now bring information out of your company. But we can actually show it to you and you can block these things now.
I've got to say, I think this is probably one of the biggest pieces of value that we've ever delivered inside of a security product. It's amazing.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is what we call cloud app security. Mm-hmm. You know, this, along with some of the other recent acquisitions that we've made, like Secure Islands and some other things, you know, over the next couple of months, we'll come back and talk about how all this fits in with the Enterprise Mobility Suite and all those different pieces. But I'll tell you, there is so much innovation going on. Security is far and away the number one concern and the number one place of investment that every, you know, CIO and every senior leader in organizations is doing. These are examples of things that we're doing that are just very unique on the market. And, you know, it's all about empowering users again while protecting the company. And so, you know, we're empowering users here. Users can go use these SaaS apps. We can bring them under management. But at the same time, IT has the ability just to look at what's happening and see if there's any problems that they should be looking at.
Yeah, it is an amazing set of features. And you can see why the capabilities that we have are really driving that growth that we're seeing across the board as well. Thank you, folks, very much for watching The Endpoint Zone. Brad, thank you very much for coming in and explaining all of that to us. I think that's the most demos that we've actually had in one single Endpoint Zone.
So it is just so much fun.
It's just so much fun right now. Yeah, this is the best space to be. It really is. It's pretty incredible stuff. You guys can get more of the show by subscribing to us on iTunes and also in the Android Google Play Store. And obviously, you can catch up anytime on Channel 9. Through Brad's blog and through my blog and obviously through our Twitters as well. And those are all going to be in the notes at the bottom of the show. We will see you next time.
Next month.
Yep, next month for the next Endpoint Zone.